Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here, the third hour, we've got a quote from our friend Nobody. And we've been doing these for the last, couple of weeks. Bonnie has been digging up old Nobody quotes. She's been listening to old episodes of Free Talk Live that featured Nobody as a co-host, going through some of his old writings and finding interesting quotes that, you know, because he said a lot of interesting things over the years. So we've got one here to share with you for tonight. Quote, "The Second Amendment is for everybody because having a gun, arming yourself, means you don't have to ask the other guy if you've got civil rights." And that's one that I'm sure hits home for Nobody these days, because I'm not sure where it came from, you know, whether it was before or after he became a felon for selling cannabis to consensual adult parties that the FBI arrested him or had him arrested for, basically, in order to try to infiltrate to get him to wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center. He's now a felon because he took those charges to trial and went to a jury, and sadly the jury found him guilty because they didn't use jury nullification in that case, which was tragic. But now he's a felon, and so he doesn't have the right to defend himself with a gun, and he should.
Yeah.
I think everybody should, if that's what they want to do.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we have a situation where we have so many laws that everybody is constantly breaking them, and if you become a target because the government wants to go after you because of politics,
yeah,
you know, because
they'll
of speech,
you.
Because of things you say, they'll find something.
They can,
yeah, because everybody's breaking the law, and you just don't, just because you don't know it doesn't mean you're not doing it.
Right. Well, how could you know it? I mean, as you pointed out in the last hour's conversation about retail law. You are a business owner. You've got, you know, business to run. You've got products to move. You've got customers to satisfy and concerns to address. And, you know, there's all kinds of things that are vying for your attention. The last thing you've got time to do is sit down with all of the laws that apply just to retail.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be something, just that alone wouldn't be something that you have time to read, let alone every criminal code, every U.S. government code, every IRS tax code, every state law, every local ordinance. I mean, the whole idea that anyone could be apprised of what the law actually is, including the government people.
Yeah.
Like, how they could even know? It's not even possible.
You know, this reminds me of a court hearing. I'm sorry, not a court hearing. A state house hearing that I was in, that I spoke at, and it was just one piece of paper. You know, that's what they were advocating for, a change in the law that would make you basically, it would add one piece of paper to, that basically businesses would have to fill out in New Hampshire. And I'm like, I got up there and I'm like, yeah, except do you know how many other pieces of paper I have to fill out already?
Right.
It's like, yeah, this is one piece of paper, but every time you add a piece of paper, the workload gets more and more and more. And it doesn't, and the crazy thing, it was like they were trying to, like, it was some crazy way of, like, trying to figure out who was, like, paying or not paying, or collecting unemployment or something. And it was just like, this law doesn't even do that. It just gives you a list of people for no reason to then you can go through, like, and try and figure out, like, who's not paying unemployment. It's like, it was just the most craziest thing. But this is the problem. It's we constantly have bill after bill after bill that adds more paperwork and
right.
more things that you could be charged with that are like, should this even be a crime? And it really shouldn't be, but most of the time, more often than not. Most of the laws, you know, that we maybe should have, you know, they were probably passed, you know, like, I don't even know. Like, probably, I mean, they've probably been around for thousands of years. You know, don't steal. You know, don't kill people. You know, things like that.
Well, there's things like, you know, those sort of things, they don't even need to be written down because it's innately obvious that you're causing harm to another person. And that used to be what the ignorance of the law is no excuse was referring to. Mm-hmm. Now they just use it as this sort of pat thing that they say whenever somebody breaks some stupid statute about some obscure thing. It's all ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, how could anyone not be ignorant of the law? It's an impossible thing to be completely cognizant of all of the laws out there, or even partially cognizant of them. It's impossible.
Yeah, and it's crazy. It's kind of hypocritical, too, because, like, the judge is breaking the law, the, you know, the prosecutor is breaking the law, your lawyer is breaking the law, but you're the one being prosecuted.
Oh, yeah. It's like, tell me about it.
Oh, it's just not justifiable. It's immoral. It is.
And until
it's disgusting.
You know, even if New Hampshire were to leave the United States, I mean, that would make it, I don't know, you could do it in a lifetime, maybe, read all the New Hampshire code. Because the thing is, just because you read it doesn't mean you understand
it. Oh, that's another issue entirely.
Right? Because there's like, whenever you read the law, it's always referencing other parts of the code. So then you have to go over to this other section. You have to read that part, then come back to this part. And it's like,
ask two lawyers. If you ask two lawyers, you're going to get two different opinions on the same law.
Yes, you will. Yeah, that's right. Well, that's all law is. It's just an opinion backed by a gun.
Yep.
So, moving on. You can comment on that. But one of the other things that's been in the news a lot, in just the last year or so has been the metaverse. Now, you're a tech guy, Chris. You spend a lot of time in the tech field, but you focus more on the privacy, the operating system, sort of the lower level, critical level kind of operating aspects of running technology.
Definitely more low level, although it is focused on helping people at a higher level, I guess, but it's trying to make it easier for people, right?
Yeah.
Because computers can be so complicated, and there's so many things that can go wrong, and if you can just plug a device in rather than, you know, spending 45 minutes installing a driver to get a device to work and then hoping it works, well, that makes life so much easier for the end user. So, and that usually has to do with the low-level components, so that's why we focus on low-level.
That's where you focus over at thinkpenguin.com, but I'm sure you still hear things about the higher level, you know, the retail level kind of programming that's going on out there, like this metaverse thing, which, for listeners that aren't familiar, this is basically, I mean, my understanding of this is it's essentially virtual reality repackaged. It's essentially, we're changing the name of virtual reality because virtual reality hasn't really been selling, and then big companies, big corporations like Facebook are getting behind it, and now Facebook has changed its name to Meta something or other.
Yeah, they did.
And so they're claiming that their focus now is to promote this metaverse concept. And what is the metaverse? I mean, are you aware? Could you even define what this thing is?
I don't know that I can exactly. This is something where I'm like, I run the other way. It involves,
well, you're not a gamer.
Virtual reality or Facebook or gaming, I run the other way.
Yeah.
So this, I'm not super familiar with it, but
this isn't per se gaming necessarily. It is something that seems to be using technology like virtual reality helmets and things like that to have people interact with one another in the world of business or education or shopping. So they're trying to use virtual reality for doing more than just playing video games with each other.
So, I mean, this is, I want to say Half-Life, it's not Half-Life. I'm trying to think what was out there before the virtual reality stuff that existed. So, I mean, this is something that's been around. Like,
it has.
They've tried to do even before virtual reality.
You think it's Second Life.
Second Life, that's it. Yeah. And it's, I'll have to say, I'm gonna admit something embarrassing, but I've actually touched a VR headset.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me this off the air.
There's somebody that I know who has more than one. I have touched it. You know, tried it. I just sometimes it's interesting to kind of just get an idea of, like, okay, why do I hate this? And now let's reaffirm it. I honestly don't so much hate virtual. I mean, I don't hate virtual reality. It's this.
I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting to see where the technology is at.
So,
you know?
Right. And technology. Here's what I would say about virtual reality. Having actually experienced it, you know, the whatever the most latest and greatest stuff is, and it basically, it definitely is kind of like what you imagined in the 80s that virtual reality would probably be like, to a great degree, I think. But it definitely, there's no confusing that you're in a virtual reality world, and there are issues with it. Like, try wearing a headset for many hours on end. They haven't really solved the problem of, oh, well, now you're going to get rashes.
They're heavy.
You know,
right?
Acne and all sorts of other stuff.
Hold that thought. We're going to continue here on what's the latest with this metaverse concept. You can share your...
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian. social media site, and we run the thing. It's not run by Twitter. It's not run by Facebook. Not some sort of big corporate entity. Not a big tech company. Just Free Talk Live. You go to social.freetalklive.com. You can create an account there, and you can express yourself there in a way that you are not able to do so on those megatech platforms. So head on over. It is a Mastodon-based social media platform over at social.freetalklive.com, and that means more freedom. Social.freetalklive.com. Oh, by the way, we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange, and that is xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You can sign up for X Markets with just an email address. They don't need to know who you are. It's not a know-your-customer exchange, which makes it pretty unusual. And it makes it easy to trade dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, for Tether, which you can then use to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin investor token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We'll get back into what's going on with the metaverse, so-called. What is all that about? Facebook's got a new thing that they're releasing. They want to get you hooked on the metaverse. Let's go first, though, to someone calling himself Mr. Idaho Law on the line in, well, Idaho, and you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, as I was mentioning, this is great to connect with you guys because I'm basically hidden in Idaho, and I don't know, you don't probably know much about us because I don't know that much about you, even though we do have somebody that I talk to kind of regularly, but he's not involved. But I was part of that group to move for the Live Free or Die move there, which I believe is your Shire. Is that what you called it? When they were trying to first do that, and I was part of that group, you know, with that pledge to move.
You're talking about the Free State Project?
Yeah, the free speech thing in New Hampshire from the Libertarians.
Free State Project. It's not a free speech per se.
It was when people were moving, want to move there and pledge so they can get a voting block or an issue with Libertarians more effective.
So you were part, let me just clarify, you said you were part of that movement. Why are you in Idaho?
Because I'm from New England originally, and so I was considering that issue, and I supported the issue. I thought it was a great one. And that for people to move someplace, like a cooperative or anything, just move someplace where people...
So let me clarify what you're saying here. You're saying you liked the idea of the Free State Project, but not enough to actually join it and move with the rest of the people.
Well, no, I would disagree with you there because my project here is, of course, saving millions of lives. And that's what I do.
How are you doing that?
Because of the source area of the contamination. I worked for the tobacco company originally, and I'm the scientist that helped them where the uranium came from that got in the cigarettes that caused all the lung cancer. They asked for my help, and I gave it. And I met them at a Superfund site in Idaho, and when they heard me speak, and they asked to meet with me, and then they cut out all their contracts here for this material, stopped it being sold east of the Mississippi River, and basically, you know, save millions of people because, you know, people are still in the midst of it to think they get cancer. And I could get into the little issue because Spirit Cigarette ended up buying some of those same fields because they used a radioactive fertilizer. You can look this up.
So just to clarify what you're saying here, you're saying the tobacco companies used radioactive fertilizer to grow tobacco that people then smoked and you somehow stopped that from happening?
Yeah, because the tobacco company didn't know, okay? It's like nobody else knows, because this project out here started under 1942 under the Manhattan Secrecy Project, or the Manhattan Project Secrecy. And so people wanted to help make fertilizer. Phosphorus was new then. Phosphorus fertilizer to help potatoes grow, but mm-hmm. The material we use is from our largest uranium deposit in the United States. And they use the section that is most concentrated in the uranium materials, the whole decay series. And, of course, it's a wet process. So we have the Weapons Corporation, too, called FMC. The Food Machine Corporation is their big title, so to speak, but they're a weapons chemical division. They own Mount Uranium here in terms of the stockpiling. They are the ones responsible for spreading it all over the western United States as processed uranium. of course. But again, I wanted to talk about the poisoning of America because it was important that the tobacco company stopped it because they were farmers in the East, so they stopped it being sold in the East. But that is changing again because now it's under different names. But you can look up radioactive fertilizer on the Internet.
So hold on. I'm just trying to you're going pretty fast for me here, Mr. Idaho Law. So I'm just trying to understand what you're saying. You're saying not only have the tobacco companies used uranium or something, some sort of, essentially...
Uranium decay nuclear series. Materials.
You're saying they've used this in their fertilizer, but you're saying it's not just the tobacco companies, it's also other companies that are using
people growing fruit? Yes, because the tobacco companies in the 1980s, when I helped them, when I asked for my help, they did stop the Surgeon General. They had to change the cancer, that cigarette smoking doesn't cause cancer because they showed to them that was the uranium materials.
Hold on. Slow down here. Because let me just make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying that it's actually, that if tobacco is grown without these uranium-based fertilizers, you're saying that it's then fine to smoke cigarettes, that it won't cause lung cancer?
Yeah, basically, yes.
Okay. That's an interesting theory.
In the fertilizer, that the tobacco is an unwashed product, okay? And because unwashed, it went with the product from the field. The people who work, migrant workers in California, they're mainly what best is cancer and leukemia. Okay? That's because it's all used in the foods. And any food that's not washed carries it, which is your grains. Of course, most people, hopefully, they wash their foods, right?
Right. Yeah.
Especially if they're from the West. Okay? The Eastern foods, again, they didn't use these things. And the tobacco company, as much as we may not like them, they are instrumental in stopping this stuff being sold anymore east of the Mississippi River.
Interesting theory. Interesting. Never heard that story before. And apparently Mr. Idaho Law says he was part of making that happen. So thank you for the call tonight, Mr. Idaho Law. I wish you the best. Apparently he's running for Senate out there in Idaho is what he told me off the air. So I guess kudos to him for not directly just plugging his Senate campaign because he didn't mention it.
No, he didn't.
I don't think during his call. I don't know whether that's true or not, but it's interesting. Interesting theory.
Yeah, it was a very interesting call.
We've had.
I don't know what to think.
Yeah, I mean we had people calling about tea tree oil and now uranium tobacco.
Insane. But again, there are I do know that they. I sounds as almost like somebody was connecting two different things that are have nothing to do with each other, and they just sound like it had something to do with nuclear stuff, and I don't know, but I have no idea.
Yeah, and the whole reference to the Free State Project without even really knowing what he was talking about.
That was also very bizarre.
The number 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. You can, of course, bring up anything that's on your mind, although... probably we're not missing much by having him stay in Idaho. More on the way. You can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. We'll talk about the metaverse or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Reactions are coming in from the White House after the Supreme Court said it would leave the Texas ban on most abortions in place for now. The president released a statement saying he's deeply committed to the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling. Press Secretary Jen Psaki expressed the president's concerns.
Given the consequences the law has for women in Texas and around the country and for the rule of law.
Lieutenant Governor from Texas, Dan Patrick.
Never has there been a greater day for babies. Babies in the womb, if you could hear them, are celebrating today because innocent life now has a chance to live because of this Supreme Court decision. This is a total victory for the heartbeat bill.
The Texas law bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The High Court said they will allow abortion providers to sue over the law. This is USA Radio News. The White House says you should be protected against the coronavirus Omicron variant.
Booster doses increased the neutralizing antibody titers by 25-fold compared to two doses against the Omicron variant. A striking endorsement.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the variant is driving up demand for booster shots. The Pentagon is now considering mandatory boosters for service members. There's a new problem for Democrats as they try to push the Build Back Better bill through the Senate. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Democrat Joe Manchin are agreeing on one thing. They claim the president's health care, education, and child care bill will add to inflation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We're going to bring down the cost of child care. We're going to bring down the cost of preschool.
The latest inflation numbers are causing some concern with some of the highest price increases in nearly 40 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, open phones. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight, and also coming up at the end of this year, we're going to do another giveaway of the BitBox. It is a 100% open source hardware wallet. And if anybody knows how important open source is, it's Chris. You're huge into open source, huge into free software. People need to get that source open because otherwise you just can't trust it. You don't really know what is going on the inside of a device if you can't audit the code and build it yourself. So get over to box.freetalklive.com, and you can learn more about the BitBox there. You can use code FTL, save 5% on a BitBox for yourself. And you can also win one of them if you are a member of the AMPS program. If you join AMPS at amps.freetalklive.com, that's amps.freetalklive.com. We'll choose one of our AMPS supporters, and we'll do it randomly on an episode of Free Your Talk Live toward the end of this year. It's going to be, I think tentatively planning for New Year's Eve. It's actually going to be a Friday night. So I don't know if you want to hang around for a New Year's Eve after show, Chris, on a Friday night at the end of the year, but that's something that I think we're going to be doing. At the very least, it'll be me and Bonnie. Aria says she might come on in for Friday night. So we don't know who's going to be hosting, but that's when we're going to do the giveaway. So
it's a possibility.
Ring in the new year with Free Your Talk Live and maybe a free BitBox if you are one of our AMPS members over at amps.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about a little bit about the so-called metaverse. It continues to be in the mainstream media news, and just the fact that it's being pimped so hard and heavy by organizations like the Wall Street Journal and just tons of major media organizations getting this this terminology out there, and, you know, they're really putting a lot of money and time into promoting this idea. It's more than it ever was for virtual reality. Because before, virtual reality, news media that was covering virtual reality was just more of like a, oh, look at this. Look at this, you know, this cool gadget. Here's a, it's a neat gadget. You could get this gadget. But now they're literally saying, oh, this is where you're going to work. This is where you're going to play. This is where you're going to shop. This will be your life, people, is essentially what they're saying about this metaverse thing. And now CNBC has a story, and as other places have, that Facebook is now announcing that they're opening up their virtual reality world of avatars called Horizon Worlds to anyone 18 and older in the U.S. and Canada. According to the story, they've announced this as of Thursday. Horizon Worlds launched in beta last year to select Oculus VR users. Now, remember, Facebook purchased Oculus, the VR company, years ago. So they own that, and we kind of knew they were obviously going to be pushing more VR stuff, and now they've completely rebranded into a essentially a VR company. That's why they call themselves Meta now. So Facebook is one of Meta's companies. Facebook is a, you know, brand, if you will, of Meta. So with the announcement Thursday, users will no longer need to be invited to join the virtual world. The broader launch of Horizon Worlds is an important step for Facebook, which officially changed its name to Meta in October. The company adopted the new moniker based on the sci-fi term Metaverse to describe its vision for working and playing in a virtual world. In Horizon Worlds, users of Facebook's Oculus virtual reality headsets can create a legless avatar to wander in the animated virtual world. There, they can play games and interact with other users' avatars, which I don't know why anyone's excited about this. As you pointed out, Chris, you know, Second Life has been around for 15 or more years at this point. What is it that this thing does, this Facebook world does, that Second Life hasn't been doing, you know, for 15 years? And if somebody can, you know, explain this, maybe you've actually used this particular program and you want to weigh in. And also, is it only for Oculus users? Because if so, it sounds to me like it's going to be kind of empty. Like, I mean, there might be, what, a couple million people that bought this Oculus? I don't know. I'd have to go look and see their sales records.
I know that there was, like, supply issues, too, for these devices. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know what the story is now. I imagine it's probably only gotten worse. But, yeah, like, trying to get your hands on one of these is pretty challenging, actually, like these types of virtual reality headsets.
Most of these virtual worlds out there, and there, by the way, there are a couple of them that are cryptocurrency-based and decentralized. So they're not being run by Facebook, some mega central corporation. So Facebook's got competition out there that a lot of people are pouring big money into on their own volition because it's decentralized and not, you know, it's under the control of a decentralized autonomous organization. There's one called Decentraland, and I think the other one's called Sandbox. So Facebook's got some interesting competition. Like, if I had to pick one or the other to get behind, I'd be interested in the crypto ones.
Wait, some sort of virtual crypto thing?
No, the crypto's real as any other crypto, and it is a virtual world, just like what Facebook's talking about here. Like, imagine Second Life.
So it's decentralized virtual reality?
That's correct. Yeah.
That sounds cool.
It's interesting.
It sounds cool. I don't know that I'm...
It's just as boring as all the other ones,
right,
but it's
right,
a cool
right.
idea.
Exactly,
like,
yep.
You know, people that are into that, like, sort of thing are into it.
Right. If I was going to get into virtual reality stuff... It sounds like what I would want to get into.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I'm just not hyped about the idea of, like, virtual reality. It's like, I've played with it a bit. I see what the current technology is capable of. And, yeah, there's definitely some improvements. But you kind of have this problem where you're wearing this big headset over your face.
But
and it's like, how long can you really do that for? And it still causes all sorts of problems with people getting sick.
That's the point I wanted to make about these alternatives.
Yep.
Is you don't have to have a headset. You can just go on any old laptop or desktop computer and play the 2D version of it. You can still be in that virtual world, just like with Second Life.
They didn't have
headsets back with Second Life in 2005.
Right.
Why wouldn't Facebook want to welcome everyone with a computer instead of just the Oculus Rift? Why would you have to pay, you know, $500 or whatever those things cost to get into this world?
It sounds like
it's dead on arrival to me.
Honestly, it's like... It feels so much like playing a 3D video game. The same limitations apply.
Yeah.
You know, there's things that you just can't do within that virtual world, like things that you can do in the real world. So it's not like like you're really living in a virtual world. Like it's clearly fake. It clearly is like
it's cartoony.
Do whatever you want. Yeah. It's you're restricted to very specific things you can do in very and I guess there's like certain I don't know what they call them exactly, but realms, I guess I'll use, that are more complex and stuff, but it's still always going to be limited, right, by how much time and energy, you know, whoever puts into creating that realm, I guess. And it may also be limited by the hardware capabilities as well, so...
And the nice thing about these other ones is, like, you can jump on a laptop on these other ones. You don't need some crazy-ass graphics card or anything like that. And it's very simple. Well, and
that's the other works. Thing. It, because there's, like, multiple screens, basically, in your VR headset, I guess, it takes a super powerful graphics card. Whereas if you're playing on your normal computer... you can actually get more detail and more complex because and with less resources. So it's like, I don't know. It's like it's almost like when you're using the 3D stuff, you're actually kind of going backward in time, just because the power of your hardware is only so powerful, right? There's limitations there. And I'm talking about even when you have the super high end hardware. So.
I mean, I don't think there's that much more to this story about the product that Facebook has released here. It looks just like a ho-hum, another virtual world. I mean, there's an image here of these, they're just torsos, which is the other weird thing. It's like, I haven't played Second Life in years. We did try it once upon a time here on Free Talk Live because actually some Free Talk Live listeners or one listener made like a Free Talk Live lounge in Second Life and they had the audio feed from the show playing in this lounge. You could just go in and like listen to the show with other people, which was pretty cool, right? Yeah. Like, that was a cool idea. So we were, we checked it out then and I've seen one of these. I think I saw Decentraland in action on somebody's laptop. And it looked a lot like Second Life to me. But I don't recall those characters having no legs. Like, why didn't you just program the legs? Are they that hard? I mean, we're in 2021. You can't program legs to at least, like, move around? I mean, how bad is it? It's just bizarre looking at these legless torsos floating around in this thing. Not impressive, if you ask me. But if you want to weigh in, you can join us here, whether it's the metaverse or whatever's on your mind. This is Free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves, even if these are any moments, enough time for you. If you want to join us, it's Ian
and Chris.
And the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We were just talking about the new Facebook Meta virtual reality thing that they came out with called Horizon Worlds. And they apparently are only letting people with VR headsets use this thing. So it's going to be very restricted in the number of potential people that could possibly be in it at any given time, because, you know, most of the other online virtual reality worlds will let anyone with a, you know, 2D, just plain old laptop or whatever platform that they've got, go into them. And it made me wonder, you know, Facebook, of course, is notorious for heavy-handed moderation.
Right. Yeah.
Like, people post things on Facebook, and if it doesn't, you know, if it crosses the wrong moderator or the wrong woke leftist or whoever reports the thing, then it just gets deleted, and you get a 30-day ban or whatever the punishment might happen to be. So they're talking here about this Horizon Worlds that you can, you know, build a thing in this world. Well, what happens when you spend hours building some platform or, you know, some hangout or building, and then they decide it's offensive or something like that, and then they just delete it?
Yeah,
that's gonna happen.
I just found out this again, probably the second time around, that YouTube banned 3D printed gun stuff. Like,
oh really?
Yeah, I'd forgotten. I guess this, but yeah, apparently they banned it years ago, and they just weren't enforcing it. So yeah, I guess some left. People on the left were, like, upset about it and complaining that it wasn't being enforced strongly enough or something. So, yeah. But it sounds like a very, very similar kind of thing. So I wonder, and I don't know what Facebook, you know, specifically or Meta or whatever their policies are in regards to the virtual world. But I think I have talked a little bit about this with a certain somebody, and I'm under the impression that it is, like, there is censorship going on there, but apparently they're not doing it. I guess it's not very well enforced, because there's, like, people that go around these universes in, like, KKK costumes, and those are definitely banned, and all sorts of, you know, it's things that are clearly banned, basically. Yeah. So
people are always going to push those limits. But it made me wonder, what about these decentralized, supposed decentralized autonomous organization run crypto-based platforms, these virtual reality platforms like Decentraland, and I believe the other one's called The Sandbox. I've looked at Decentraland before, but it made me think, well, we were just reporting recently that parcels of land, this virtual land in Decentraland, have been selling for millions of dollars worth of Ethereum. So, like, there's serious money being put into purchasing the plots of quote-unquote land in these decentralized platforms. Facebook, I'm sure they'll sell you something there, but there's high regulations and controls on what can go on a Facebook platform. It made me wonder, you know, are there things that aren't allowed to be built on Decentraland? It would seem like you'd have a better bet of having more freedom because you're actually paying for the property. You own that piece of digital land. You have the non-fungible token, the, you know, absolute proof that you're the owner of that thing, and no one, in theory, can take it away from you unless there's something in the contract, the smart contract, that allows them to. So it's like there's still some question marks in my mind about, like, how free this Decentraland thing might be, but it's got to be better than Facebook's.
I would think so, but it actually does beg the question of, like, how do you deal with more problematic people. So I don't know, like, I mean, obviously, I don't know, like, virtual, like, I don't know if there's a virtual killing kind of thing going on, but, like, I don't think so.
I don't think it's just you just walk around and talk to people or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, like, well, what happens if somebody gets in front of you or you have a group of people surround, I don't know, a group of people or something?
But here's the thing. It does say this in the frequently asked questions on Decentraland's website. You can control how certain content on your parcel is served to other users within the platform. For example, you could make 3D models, images, video, or sound content only visible to a player in Decentraland after they have submitted a payment or fulfilled some other requirement. So you can make your thing public so anyone can come in, or you can require payment in advance before they can come into your club or into your house or whatever. They do say that, remember, by uploading content to their servers, you're essentially making it publicly available since it's served on a distributed file system. They say, we intend to make it possible to limit how that content is served through the Decentraland client. The content itself will always remain discoverable on the content servers. But as far as, like, getting the characters in the game into it, you can set up rules, apparently, with Decentraland. So that's kind of interesting. We can talk more about it, but let's go to Clarence. He's on the line calling from outer space. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, yes, I'm in outer space for sure. Thanks for taking my call tonight. Two things, if I may. I know I'm going to talk about the trap, and it has to do with a gentleman by the name of Mark Edge. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Our co-host. Well, I mean, he hasn't been on the air for several months at this point, basically.
Yeah, where the hell are you, Mark?
Well, he's not allowed to be on with me due to some very restrictive bail conditions that the federal government has forced upon me. So that's
free
blame
crypto
them.
Six.
Yeah, you can blame them for that.
Yeah, definitely check out the freecrypto6.com website.
I'm not even allowed to talk to him. Like, I can't even talk to Mark. So, anyway, what else? What about Mark, Clarence?
So, well, I want to talk about Mark, but real quick, that guy who called in earlier about the cigarettes having... I thought about that. The reason why they cause cancer. I've had this theory for years. I'm not a scientist. I'm a worker bee. But I've thought about this for years, and the reason why cigarettes have been... I've said this for years. I said, someone's going to find this out someday, and someone's going to discover this, that it's because of the radioactive phosphates that they use. That's what's causing the cancer. And anyway, but I'm going to paraphrase Mark Edge's statement that he made a few days ago, a month ago maybe. Once I realized that I'd been tricked into the trap that one had to fight for freedom, I realized that freedom isn't even the end game. Peace, happiness, bliss, whatever you want to call it, is the end game. If you want freedom, pursue happiness. It will follow. We have to get together and fight for freedom against tyrants. Is the trap I only want to point it out.
Well, you can be happy anywhere you are. I mean, you can be happy in a jail cell. But it just, you know, you don't have as many choices, so it's not.
I ain't happy in a jail cell, brother.
Oh man, you're the only one who could be happy in a jail cell, and I could
you are the only one that could be happy in a jail cell.
When you were in a cage, I literally was picturing you with a smile, a big smile on your face the entire time.
Yeah, growing a beard. Anyway, I agree with him on pretty much all points, though. You know, once he realized in his mind it's a trap, for me, I understand that now. And
what was the trap? I'm not clear on what the trap was.
Well, the trap was that we had to fight for freedom.
Yeah, no, I don't believe in fighting. I'd rather just live free.
I don't either.
And
nonviolent, absolutely.
This is what I was telling the film crew that was here yesterday. They were interviewing me about this. Like, they brought up fighting for freedom. I said, hey, look, I'm not fighting. I'm just trying to live free. I'm just trying to, you know, live my life how I want. And it's the government gangsters that are fighting us. They're the ones that are fighting to protect their so-called legitimacy and to protect their system and to protect their revenue. They're the ones that are fighting. They're the ones that are desperate.
Well, yeah. I think a lot of people make the mistake of approaching freedom too aggressively. Myself.
Yeah.
Also, Clarence Rutherford. Yes, I have. Freedom. You know, from personal, freedom follows personal contentedness.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of people, that's elusive.
Yeah, that's true.
At best. It's a journey. Well, you know, libertarian is a social movement that seeks perhaps an impossible collective destination. They're trying to control things that are out of our control. It's a huge trap. You know, freedom fighters are the ones that often contract activism fatigue or jail time, or beatings by the police.
Yeah, yeah.
And speaking of beatings by the police, there's an officer by the name of Sergeant Mark McSweeney in Hillsborough County, who's in Hillsborough, New Hampshire, who was hired in Hillsborough after he had been fired from the Sanborn Police Department for over-aggressive behavior, breaking a guy's arm, making him fall, tasing him, doing all kinds of stuff. And, you know, Clarence doesn't like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys like that, Clarence. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm still optimistic personally about the Liberty Movement, but I think that the Liberty Movement needs to get realistic. They need to realize that it's not going to catch fire. All of a sudden, you know, libertarianism isn't going to catch on. People want to control other people out there. They're sick. And the best thing we can do is get away from those sick people and come together in the same place. That's why libertarians, the smartest ones, are moving to New Hampshire.
It's about community sometimes, not just the law.
We can build that community. We have built an absolutely amazing community here in New Hampshire. And you ought to check out 101reasonsfilm.com to learn why liberty lives in New Hampshire. We'll see you tomorrow night. Free talk.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-9000. 4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.